In 2009, during the election protests in Iran, many of you will remember the video of a young Iranian woman, Neda Aga Sultan, shot to death in the street. That video went viral in part because of social media. After the 2009 protests, Iran blocked Twitter and Facebook. And yesterday, Iran State TV reported that authorities were temporarily blocking two more platforms to maintain peace, they say, Instagram and the messaging app Telegram. Kaveh Azarhoush joins us from Oxford, England, where he researches internet policy in Iran. So how widely used are Telegram and Instagram in Iran?
Telegram and Instagram both are really widely used. I mean, Telegram is huge among all sections of the society. Everyone is a member of these channels, public channels, which they have anything from like hundreds to thousands, some of the millions of members that a few admins share content with the members. Instagram in Iran is used like everywhere else in the world. It's more of a social platform. People share pictures, share moments, and so on.
Are Iranians finding workarounds so they can use these freshly blocked apps?
So the main one is the Iranians have been using VPNs, and VPN is a virtual private network. And what it does is that it covers your internet connection, and it looks like that you are just visiting a random page, but through that creates a channel of communication that you use to access websites that are not accessible, but also it makes your communication private and secure.
So when it comes to political conversations and political organizing, how important is Telegram and Instagram?
So Telegram particularly is extremely important in terms of where people get their information from. As I said, until yesterday, Telegram wasn't blocked in Iran. So people did not need to use VPNs to access Telegram. But for accessing foreign news websites such as BBC Persian, such as opposition websites placed outside Iran, they needed to use VPNs. Instead of using that, people would just sign up to the public channels and receive their messages without needing VPNs and other tools to bypass censorship. And because of that, it became really a more than a messaging app. For a lot of people, Telegram was the internet in Iran.
How secure is it, really? I mean, even if it were accessible right now, should Iranians be cautious generally about how visible they are to the authorities?
So I have to be completely honest. I'm someone who is not a huge fan of Telegram. There are others who have different opinion on that. I think that Telegram in general has some security concern in terms of the design. But the area which I mostly focus on, I'm mostly concerned about, is the transparency of Telegram. Telegram doesn't produce transparency reports like a lot of other big tech companies. And it's very difficult a lot of the times to say on what basis Telegram has made decisions on closing down channels or not. And also, Telegram has never ever disclosed whether there has been private communication or not. There's been a speculation whether Iran claims that there has been private communication with Telegram. Telegram has never confirmed any communication that has led to any action. For me, as someone who believes that tech transparency is the basic demand that we need to have in terms of securing our human rights online, I want to know all those communication.
Mm. So, Kaveh, do you think that Iran temporarily blocking Instagram and Telegram is going to have a real impact on how Iranians themselves and the rest of the world see these protests?
There's already, I think, a lesser volume of videos coming out of Iran. It's very hard to get solid data on that, but from just observation on my own timeline and people who used to send me videos and stuff.
And you're saying like in the last 12 hours already?
Yes, and that's a problem, because that kind of filming what's happening in the streets can stop police from being violent towards protesters. And also it could let people know what's going on in other cities. In the absolute media silence, people could become paranoid. People are going to start believing rumors, and rumors are going to start going around. So we're going to be looking at a situation that it even is going to be closer in terms of media accessibility.
Kaveh Azarhoush joining us from Oxford, England. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Cheers.